37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I think that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm Frosty, and I'm here with my co-host, Oink, and our special guest again this week, PTS dog, Joaquin Watai. How's everybody doing this week?
Doing good. Nevermore update. She should have taken a left in Albuquerque. She is now stuck in Albuquerque, but she'll find her way back home soon. We're sending out church parties. We told her to, you know, pop green smoke so that they could locate her.
That's always good. Hopefully we can get her back soon. Oink?
I'm alive. I was tortured a few minutes ago, so we're reeling in the pain.
Oink no, is suffering from butt hurt.
Well, she didn't go near my butt. I wish she wouldn't. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Hey, now.
Hey, what happens at physical therapy stays at physical therapy. No, we had some physical therapy earlier today, and she put a whooping on me, so I'm feeling it right now.
Feeling the burn.
Only when I pee. I mean, no.
They have you know, antibiotics for that, you know.
I was gonna say, I think they got a pill for that.
I don't like the test, though, to find out. Not that I would know.
Your wife does not listen to the show, right?
No, thank God.
We'll send out special messages.
Yeah, that's all I need. She may be 4 foot and nothing, but she put a whooping on my ass more than that damn physical therapist did, boy. Oh, shit.
I'm doing good. We just switched over to our night shift over here, so got the body trying to figure out what we got going on here.
Yeah,
you're a little discombobulated for a couple weeks, or at least a week here.
Your rhythm, your circadian rhythm is all jacked up right now.
A little bit.
You don't know whether to be awake or dead tired.
Yeah. But I can say, now that we're on this shift, that since all of one of our other listeners likes to always claim it, first, we got our first, got the first run in this morning.
Running.
hosing down a couple airplanes.
Nice. Yeah, one of the worst things about sea duty for me was standing watches late at night or early in the morning, as the case most often was. I always seemed to stick our department on the mid watches and the ball, or balls to four, as most of the sailors called it, mid watch or the 04 to 0800 watch. 04 to 08 wasn't as bad as balls to four, but balls to four, you really can't take a nap beforehand and be functional. So at about 2:30 in the morning, when you're standing watch on a quarterdeck and, you know, it's raining sideways in port in Washington State, and, you know, it's like 37 degrees, so it's not quite freezing, and absolutely nobody is coming on or leaving the ship, and you're just standing there going, oh, my God, somebody shoot me.
And the wet cold is worse than the dry. I mean,
oh,
obviously.
Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Just soaked. It doesn't matter that you're on the quarterdeck of the ship and there's cover. When the wind's blowing,
yep.
Right, it doesn't matter, you know, and you're wearing your issue raincoat because that's the only raincoat you can wear. And after 3 hours of heavy rain like that, you're soaked to the bone no matter what. And you're in your dress uniform, by the way, because you can't stand watching a working uniform. Yeah. That sucked. And then you, of course, had duty the next morning, or, you know, you had to work. So, you know, been up all night, been up for 24 hours, you know, hey, let's go handle some multi-billion dollar government equipment. Sleep? Who needs that? You can sleep when you're dead.
It's overrated.
Sleep is for the weak.
Now, I'm one of those that I almost naturally migrate to this mid-shift, the midnight to whenever, but it usually still takes us about a week to get the body used to going back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, see, and that was kind of that was what was really so disruptive to the system, you know, when I was in and when I was on the ships, is that you work a full regular work day, zero, you know, musters, 0630 or 07, just depends, right?
Yeah.
From muster through quitting time. And then, you know, the watch standers are the people are the duty section. So you have, you know, 6 or 7 hours to kill, which usually you have extra work. Something there's a project because duty section gets to do the shit work. And then, oh, by the way, you're standing out freezing your ass off on the quarterdeck for, you know, 4 hours in the middle of the night. If it had been regular, like, you know, because different sections rotated through who had quarterdeck watch, different departments of the ship, you might not have to do it for 2 months. And then all of a sudden for the next three duty days, you're cycling through fucking mid watches on the quarterdeck. And it's like, there's no way to get settled.
No.
And that made it harder. That always screwed up, you know, whenever I had mid watch, it screwed up the next, you know, the day prior and the at least 2 days after, because ain't nobody going to let you go take a nap, you know?
Nope. Then you spend the next fucking 5 days, you know, playing catch up from the other days. You just wasted. You were just
a freaking zombie because you were, yep. You know. It'd be one thing if you just switched to nights and you got used to it and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, that was – I tried night shift work, Frosty, right after I graduated high school back in the day. And I'm not a night shift guy. Period. I just can't do it. I like the sun too much.
Sun, oh, what's hey, that?
More power to you, bro.
That evil orb?
the evil orb in the sky. More power to you, man. If you can do night shift, go for it. Do it. That lets people like me who can't do night shift, that lets us off the hook.
Well, and then up here, it's kind of one of those that even how I work days, I'd still never see the sun.
Yeah, yeah, true. Well, you know, and that's one of the things, and here we go talking about Alaska again. You know, sunshine, right? Sunshine in the wintertime, sunshine is a special thing because it's dark when you get up and head to work, and it's dark when you come home during the winter. So if you get the chance to get out in the midday and actually see the sun, that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
And working in a shift, yeah, you don't ever see the sun.
That, just in the mornings when it's in your eyes on your way home from work.
Right.
As if you had a problem squinting before, you know.
Freaking every driver in Anchorage heading into town in the mornings during the summer looks like Clint Eastwood. you guys had any fun wildlife adventures as the fall has beset you? Any bears or moose?
Nothing recently for me.
Oh man, how boring.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a quiet fall, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah,
not a whole lot of a whole lot going on.
Last what a whole week and a half.
Yeah, we had about
pretty much
about 3 weeks. No, nothing. Like I said, nothing recent. And all stuff I can think of was either or a couple over the summer, but nothing really exciting.
No bears crashing into cabins or anything thrilling.
Oh, we did have. I did see it on the news this morning. We had a wild otter try to take out a dog here at one of the little ponds here in town.
And that's newsworthy, boy, up here in Alaska.
Well, yeah.
Tell you what.
Because yeah. About the only thing else you can report on is the meth problem in Spinard. So, you know.
That's all moved to Mountain View.
Yeah. Well, no, it never left Mountain View. Trust me. It didn't move there. It's been there. And people listening are like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
Los Anchorage.
Los Anchoragua.
Some days.
Yep. Growing up there in the 80s was interesting because, you know, California would export guys that were trying to avoid jail to Anchorage. Literally. We had a Crip and Blood problem up there in the 80s, believe it or not. They were all refugees from California. California's coming up. Uh-oh.
Do we really want to go there?
Yeah, we're still debating whether or not we're going to go there. Just in case you aren't part of the Patreon audience here and can hear the outtakes at pre and post show, yeah, we started off discussing what we were going to frag out, and California was an option. Except we don't know if we have enough time. But apparently California man is giving Arkansas man and Florida man a run for their money. You know, my chief used to look at, because, you know, you remember, did you guys ever do muster? I know you did, Frosty.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had to stand at quarters, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Did you do that in the Chair Force there, Oink?
Hell no. Well, see, we had it easy.
Sea services, we would have to muster for divisional and departmental quarters every morning. And, you know, they'd read us the plan of the day and blah, blah, blah. You know, this is the uniform of the day, yada, yada, yada. A little history fact, briefing on what has to be done. I'm pretty sure it was about the same in the Corps, being a department of the Navy. But that's a different show. And I had to get the jab in, bro. I had to.
Yeah, it's expected.
But, you know, and of course we'd be sitting there and the chief would be, you know, reading off the plan of the day or whatever. And you're killing me, Oink. You know, the chief would read the plan of the day and we'd all be making snide remarks and jokes and comments about it, right? And the chief would look at us and go, "You're going straight to hell." Now, this chief, he was a character. He was a real character. "You're going straight to hell." And I just look right back at him and go, "In a handbasket, chief. In a handbasket." He didn't even know what to think about that.
I think that for us, the response would have been, "See you there."
Yeah. "Good to have you along for the ride there, Shippy."
It's like, "You driving the bus?"
Well, you know, the wheels on the bus do go round and round. Oh, there was a Marine Corps version of that, wasn't there? Didn't you guys rewrite the wheels on the bus?
It's probably been done, but I don't remember it. Yeah. Probably one of those you hear once or twice, and yeah.
Yeah, it was funny for about 3 minutes, and then you got over it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think they were more fascinated with licking the windows and the tires and the wheels, you know.
Arguing over which crayon tastes better, which color. Which brand of crayon, for that matter. There are the original Crayolas, however. There are other brands. Ah. I've been busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest today.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. It's just, I've been recording, like, all day. For real.
Cool. Yeah.
This is like radio day around here. I don't know. It's kind of nuts. Hopefully it builds something up. You know, hopefully it takes things somewhere. Maybe we get some sponsorship, get some more money flowing into DV Radio. Speaking of, you know, we do have to pay bills, guys.
One of our sponsors is NFG Vets, a page on Facebook that helps take care of vets and spread some of the crazy humor that we have. And our other sponsor is K-Bar Soap Co. One of their little side ones within their company is the little candle company that his son runs, and I picked up another one of their candles recently.
What was this scent? The first one was cordite, right?
Yeah, the first one I had was the black powder.
Okay.
And then I also had the campfire that I ordered, at the same time.
Which wasn't very effective for you because of all the forest fires.
Yeah, it caught me by surprise, but yeah, the kind of got overpowered by the other fires here, but the one I just picked up is the Reveille, which is kind of a coffee flavored one that actually brought back some memories because it smells just like the old coffee that my grandma used to drink all the time.
Oh, right on.
So I opened that thing up and got a big old whiff of it, and it's like, oh, that brings back some memories.
Nice. Good memories, I hope.
Oh, yes. Very good memories.
Good. Nice. That is, you know what? Let's make sure we do the young man justice. That's Chris from K-Bar's son. And his company is called...
Flame On Candle Company.
Flame On!
Flame On Candle Company.
I had to try and read the candle from across the room.
Yeah. Yeah, heaven forbid, you know, get up and step over there, but, you know, whatever.
I don't want to get yelled at for Bo for moving the mic or something.
All right, right. Yeah, he yelled at me the other day to stop leaning back in my chair. I really do. I need a boom mic so I can actually see my computer while I'm recording. But that's a way that you can help DV Radio. DV Radio has a shopping list on Amazon. It has been made public. We need supplies for DV Radio, and you can help. You can help if you don't necessarily have them. You know, want to give us cash money, donations or whatever. You can see what we need, and you can order them on Amazon and have them sent to us. Or look, I know that there are veterans out there who used to be a musician or used to play in a band, or I did. You know, I used to do this and I used to do that, and there are. You know, there's a storage unit full of microphone stands and stuff. You have no idea how big, a huge a donation 3 mic stands would be to DV Radio. That would make changes for several of our hosts. Something as simple and seemingly silly as that. Please reach out. You can email info@dvradio.net. Talk to Bo. And, you know, if you have something like that, if you have a closet full of equipment, and we just got a fantastic donation, a mixing board, some microphones, and that's a huge help. But it's a help. It's a step in the right direction, but we can always use more equipment. The other thing we need, sound deadening panels. Those we desperately need in several of our locations so that we can record cleaner audio for you and continue to produce the fine, high-quality radio productions that we provide for your listening pleasure. Did I slather that on thick enough?
Maybe. Slather that on like bacon grease.
Patreon.com/DVRadio, is that correct?
Sounds right.
Sounds good. Hurt.
You can look it up. Look, you want to know how to support DV Radio? Go to dvradio.net. There's actually a button that says, you know, support.
All of our links are there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you again very much to our sponsors, NFG Vets and K-Bar Soap Co. for helping make sure Frag Out Drag Out happens every week. With or without Miss Nevermore.
As a special offer from our sponsor, K-Bar Soap Co., they've given us a promo code to use that you can get 10% off, and that is Frag Out, all stuck together, one word, and it's supposed to be only available to our listeners during the show or podcast.
Excellent, excellent.
Excellent!
That reminds me, I have to talk to my publisher and get a promo code, actually, 2 promo codes for 2 different organizations so that their clientele can get a discount on my book. Thank you for reminding me. I'll forget in 37 seconds. But
in a row?
Got the attention span of like, a goldfish. it's not the attention pan. It's the short-term memory. What else is going on? What's our time even look like? Is anybody paying attention to that shit?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Cool. Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Somebody might be watching a watch somewhere.
Yeah.
Or Bo's going to be going, oh, man, what the heck? Not this again.
As the audience is sitting there going, why the fuck are these idiots just rambling?
Because we're still not sure what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on. We're just here, and you're listening. It sucks to be you.
You get what you pay for.
And it's absolutely free.
So while we figure out what we're doing, why don't we go ahead and take a break so we can pay the bills, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Too much time on my...
DV
Radio.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio. Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not a paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio free of charge.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
We're back on the air. Hey! DV Radio. Welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. I'm still Frosty. We still have Oink here and PTS dog Joaquin Watai. And at last notice, Nevermore still stuck in Albuquerque. So
she should have taken a left.
I knew I should have taken that left going to Albuquerque.
Should have taken the left, but, well, you know, stuff happens.
For her and everything.
She must not have been using BS Navigator.
Or she was using BS Navigator and it called her a nasty name and she threw that some bitch.
That's possible too, right?
No, she would never do that.
So, gentlemen, I've got a question for you. When you're posting all this stuff on Facebook, trying to promote your pages and everything, and all of a sudden you're getting notices from or communication from your followers asking, hey, I haven't seen anything from you in a while. Are you guys still around? And, but you've been posting on a regular basis. Where does it go? Any ideas?
That's a really good question. Where does it go? What has happened to the reach that we used to be able to get on Facebook?
Wasn't me. I think this is one of those times that we need to frag out.
Frag out!
Frag out.
So, where does it go? What do you guys think? When you're sitting there posting and your followers are saying, I ain't seeing squat from you guys.
And that's the, you know, that's what brought up this idea in this conversation is I posted a picture of Freya, our young bully breed puppy. She's not really a puppy anymore. She's over a year old now. She's, you know, pretty much physically developed fully. And a follower said, man, I feel like I haven't seen a post from you guys in forever. That's the puppy. She's huge. And, you know, this is a person who likes and follows the page and has for a while. And they haven't seen any posts from us. The whole point of liking and following a page is you want to see posts from it, right? Well, you know, my page, PTS Dog, isn't the only page that's experiencing this. Veteran pages are being throttled by Facebook. What's going on there?
I got no idea. The one time I thought I had it figured out, come to find out, all the pages I was following happened to be banned at the time. And they all popped up with about the same, within about 2 days of each other, all saying, we're back. And I was like, what? Oh, I didn't realize you guys were all banned.
Yeah, but that's just it. Is, you know what? You get so used to not seeing content from the pages that when they all of a sudden pop and say we're back after they get their ban lifted, I've seen the term shadow ban, you know, then all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, somebody's trying to control what we see here. And this is something, you know, back, I think it came up initially during the Obama administration, net neutrality. And during the, and you know what, listeners, if I'm wrong, correct me, because I know there's some of you who are much more familiar with this than I am. But at the time, Facebook was opposing net neutrality because they had claimed that they are a content provider, not a publisher. Therefore, and they claimed that they weren't censoring anybody because as a content provider, they couldn't.
Hey everybody, this is Bo cutting in for Joaquin Wata really quick about Facebook's quotations about net neutrality. Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg is quoted saying, "Today's decision from the FCC to end net neutrality is disappointing and harmful. An open internet is critical for new ideas and economic opportunity. An internet provider shouldn't be able to decide what people can see online or charge more for certain websites." Samber wrote on Facebook, "We're ready to work with members of Congress and others to help make the internet free and open for everyone." This was around December 14, 2017. If anything has been said since then, you can nix that, but that's what Facebook said, and I believe this is what JJ is referring to. Back now to Frag Out Dragouts. Frag Out!
And there were some other, there were legal, you know, blah, 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 not, you know, but at that point in time, Facebook was claiming to be a content provider, therefore not, we're not censoring anybody. Well, more recently, as net neutrality has again raised as a subject, Mark Zuckerberg came out and said Facebook is a publisher. Publishers have different rules and different laws. And as a publisher, Facebook can legally censor whatever they feel like, because there's a legal difference between providing content and publishing. And either way, the truth is Facebook censors. And we know YouTube has targeted anybody who claims veteran status and labeled saying that you are a veteran as hate speech, whatever that means. It seems like Facebook is following suit. Why? Why are they trying to quell the voices of veterans?
The only thing I can think of is they don't fit the demographic and the, I guess you'd call it, political leanings that they prefer.
Are you dancing around the term agenda?
Kinda. Just trying to figure out the right word to use.
I mean, yeah.
We don't fit their agenda.
Yeah, think about it. We don't necessarily, and that doesn't even necessarily have anything to do with being conservative or being liberal. Veterans are both. Veterans are in between. There are veterans who are libertarians. There are veterans who are constitutionalists. There are, you know, veterans who are extremely conservative. There are veterans who are extremely liberal. Fine. You know what? That's fine. Be whatever you want to be. Okay. But why is it that veterans are being quieted, being silenced? What is it that scares the powers that be in social media so much that they want to silence veteran voices?
And again, another perfect example was the Voices of Service, which was a musical group of all things, a musical group that appeared on America's Got Talent. And, you know, reading through some of the comments and stuff on there where people tried to share their page, it was getting censored or not being even posted. I mean,
and they're singing.
Yeah, they're singing. But because they're, you know, Voices of Service, which they were all service members.
So it's not just dysfunctional veterans. It's not just disgruntled vets. It's not just PTS dog. Veteran groups are being censored. I wonder, here's an experiment we should try. Somebody should try. Make a Facebook account, and then there are some of you who know how to make, you know, alternate accounts, and search out and only like veteran pages. and let's say just for a control, let's say like 10 veteran pages only. Don't like anything else, just 10 veteran pages. And then track what you see from each page from your regular account and your alternate that only likes 10 veteran pages. I wonder what that would look like, what the reach would look like, what you would see on each account and the difference. I really wonder what that would be like. I bet you wouldn't see a whole lot from those pages, and you'd get a lot of those nonsense sponsored posts and crap. And then, pick pages that post frequently. Veteran Humor, for example, I think they post 5 or 6 times a day. Do you see all 5 or 6 posts?
No, not even close.
You know? There's some, that used to post every hour. They don't anymore because Facebook has decided if you post every hour, you're spamming. Okay? So even if the posts are different. And another thing that Facebook does to limit reach is where you put links in your posts. Depending on what you're doing and what you're posting, say I'm talking about a business and I link to their website. If I put that link in the main body of the post, I get less reach than if I put the link in the comments.
That's interesting.
Obviously, the point of that is if you pay Facebook to advertise, then you'll get more reach, right? That's what they really want, is you to pay them money so you can get the message out, which I understand. That's not necessarily, it's a good business model, makes sense. But at the same time, when you have a page, most of these veteran pages, we're all volunteers. We're reaching out to each other voluntarily to help support a charity, a veteran related charity. Why was the Dysfunctional Veterans page formed? To raise money to create the DV farm. And once the DV farm was created, it was there to continue the revenue because it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Nonprofits get money from donations. So quelling that reach, that has made things very, very challenging for keeping the DV farm going. And what Facebook's intention is, look, if you pay us, we'll give you all the reach you want. How much do you want to pay us? And again, it is their platform. If they want to charge to provide reach, it's essentially advertising. It's paying for advertising. Great. It's actually a really smart business model when you think about it, because Facebook, you're paying Facebook to advertise for you, but they're not creating the content. You're still doing all the legwork. All they're doing is providing the vehicle. That's not dumb. That's pretty freaking smart. But I think where they've gone wrong, and I think what's going to kill Facebook, is then they're saying, but only these people can see what you're providing. Only these people can see what you're producing. We don't want it to have that much reach. And there are pages, mine, I can't afford to pay Facebook to run ads. So I rely on guerrilla warfare. I rely on word of mouth. I rely on people sharing links. Hey, you guys should read this. I rely on that. That's where, that's where it gets out. Because the reach that I would get from if the 13,000 followers of my page saw every post is gone. I haven't had a post reach. I'm looking at my stats from the last 3 months, and I haven't had a post reach more than 9,000 people in 3 months. And it's usually something silly, like a cute picture of a dog, not something important, like a post about service dog handling laws, So, yeah, what do we do? How do we combat that?
I don't know. I'm just happened to be looking at some of the stats for the Frag Out Drag Out Facebook page. And once you mentioned that when you put the links in the comment, it tends to go down and actually that's what I'm seeing and looking at. The ones where I've linked to our sponsors in the comments have a smaller reach than the ones where I accidentally forget to put it in and I still post it anyways. Uh-huh. It's kind of interesting. Little things I'm learning as we're going along.
Yeah, this is, how do we operate in this environment where essentially we're actively being campaigned against, I guess. I don't know. What do you call it? Are we being attacked? Are we being, we're being censored? We know we're being censored. So I guess what my confusion is why? Especially, who does Frag Out Drag Out, who does that page attack? what political agenda is there? You know, there isn't one. There's no political agenda in PTS Dog. Who are we going at? You know, why are they silencing it? And is it just because if they're silencing these pages simply because it's run by veterans, why? That's confusing. I don't get that. That's really confusing. Why just veterans? Why silence just veterans? What is it about veterans that has these people so concerned that they'll silence us? They'll throttle our reach. You know what? Most of these pages that are really drawing a lot of the censorship and a lot of the attention are pages that, what do? Reach out, provide a place for other veterans to come when they're having trouble and they're struggling to talk, to connect. These pages work to save lives. How is that a bad thing? No matter whose life it is that's being saved. I don't have answers to these questions, folks. But something smells fishy in Denmark.
So the only thing I could think of along with that would be who some of the pages are affiliated with, but I'm not sure how they really can keep track of that. But even at that, it still doesn't make sense. If they're trying to help people, they're not necessarily doing it in a form that you like, but they're using something that reaches the people that follow them.
You know what it all boils down to is leaving well, you know what, living is live and let live. You either live and let live, or apparently these media outlets have decided that, you know, such as Facebook have decided that they want to try to control how people are living. They want to have an influence on that. Psychological warfare. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe this is psyops on the part of the, but of who? Who's the cabal? You know, who are the Illuminati? Who is it that's doing this? What is driving it? Where is this coming from? And what's the point? What's the end goal? I don't know. I wish I had answers to these questions. So there's somebody who might, probably sitting in a deep dark hole in the back closet of the NSA on the 32nd floor of the building or something.
Asking, did you take my stapler?
I was told you have my stapler.
I'm gonna burn this place down. Well, now we know where Bo's going to get his sound clips for this week.
Right? Shout out to Office Space. I love that movie, man. Ooh, love that movie.
Let's see.
Yeah, the only thing that I kind of think is getting interesting is everybody's complaining about all the foreign influence on our political processes. I'm wondering how much social media is having an influence to go with it.
Oh, it's a huge influence. Facebook absolutely controls what you see and what reaches who. Facebook is basically an echo chamber. It is divisive. It creates the opportunity for people who think the same to see only things from people who are like, you know, think similarly and feed on each other. And it has absolutely magnified divisions within American culture. Absolutely. You can't convince me otherwise. You cannot convince me that creating a platform that essentially creates echo chambers where all the liberal people can talk to just liberal people and everybody will feel better about their liberalism and all the conservative people can just talk to conservative people and everybody will feel better about their conservatism, you know, that you cannot tell me that has not created a divide. It absolutely has. My question is, how do we combat it? How do we get back to the place where you can sit across the table from one another over a cup of coffee and have a civil conversation and agree to let each other live each other, you know, your own life, leave well enough alone, agree to disagree? How do we get back to that place where it didn't matter to me who you voted for and it didn't matter to you who I voted for, because we could still be friends and act like adults anyway? That's broken in American society, at least as we can see it publicly. You know, because where do you go to see what's happening around you? You either leave your house and go walk around and look, or just log into Facebook or look at your phone, right? They're absolutely controlling it. They're absolutely influencing it. How do you know? And we sound like a bunch of nutbag conspiracy theorists with fucking tinfoil hats right now. But think about it. How can you not see that there's some kind of conspiratorial action going on? They absolutely have influence on and drive what you see to where somebody, some guiding force, wants you to see it. Is there some, you know, is there some Illuminati cabal going on?
Well, and of course it doesn't help when your alphabet media, when I say that, I mean, you know, your news channels mm-hmm. are sitting there airing, you know, Kentucky gun range videos at Syria. I mean, and then the sad thing is that people don't even question it anymore.
No.
It's on the news, so it has to be true.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
On Facebook. I saw it on the CNN, you know. I saw it on NBC. It's got to be real.
It's got to be.
I was wondering which one was going to bring that one up.
You know what? The days of newspaper where you had to get a newspaper every morning and there was a news program on at like 7 in the morning for 45 minutes or half an hour. And then the evening news, right? Back in the day. And otherwise, you read the newspaper pre-internet, pre-24-hour, you know. I remember when CNN first started and it was huge. Big deal. Nobody had ever thought of 24-hour news coverage before, and they covered diddly. I mean, CNN for the first year was boring because they cover five or six big stories that you could also read in your newspaper, right? And they just kept showing the same shit over and over and over again. And then they figured out that they could go this infotainment route.
Uh-huh.
Started bringing in commentators and opinions, and all of a sudden, agenda started rearing its ugly head. And it's like, wait a minute, whatever happened to just knowing what's happening, what's going on? You know what? It's a great resource to be able to see what's going on in the news around the world. That's awesome. What's not awesome is companies then controlling the commentary and trying to focus the narrative where it best benefits them. And we're seeing that. We are absolutely seeing narrative being driven by the media. And I don't think Facebook's any less guilty.
No. Or they're trying to be the first to report something, even though they don't have all the facts, and it's totally
sensational,
fucking way out there. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that was a night shoot at, it's a big gun show in Kentucky. And of course, I'm blocking on the name of it, but it's somewhere. It's a bucket list kind of thing. I want to go one year. And they, you know, at the end of the fully automatic, you know, gun shoot, they hit some tannerite and blow it up. That was not an attack on anybody. That was fun at the range.
Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point.
Knob Creek. That's right. Knob Creek. That's a huge. That is like one of the biggest gun shows in the country. And there's, you know, class 3 firearms available. You pay for your ammo and you get to sit down and shoot a Ma Deuce. We got paid to shoot a Ma Deuce in the service, you know, but
gotta love Ma.
Gotta love Ma. After the service, if you want to go back and remember, right, you go pay your, you know, $1.37 per round for 100 rounds of ammo. And you've essentially rented the gun for, you know, one belt of ammo and you're reliving your glory days, right? It's fun. It's completely harmless. Unless you're downrange, it's completely harmless and it's fun, right? And at the end of the night shoot, they hit some tannerite and make a big explosion. And how bad is it that the media picked up on something fun and tried to turn it into something it absolutely was not? This is not commentary on what's going on in Syria, and this is not commentary on the Second Amendment. This is just, look, here's what actually happened. Here's what the media reported.
I think somebody's just looking for a video clip that had a big explosion and that fit the bill.
Right, yeah.
Oh, this will work.
Dude, that's Knob Creek, man. Come on.
Well, and the other thing that drives me nuts is half the stories you read anymore, you get halfway through and it's like, okay, where's the rest of the story?
Yeah.
Oh, or making making a story out of
nothing.
Seem like it's going one way and it has absolutely nothing to do with what that was.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. Or how can you burning a rainbow flag offend, you know, be hate speech when burning the American flag is freedom of speech?
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
which is it?
Exactly.
And the people who burned the American flag are usually screaming about how much they hate America. So which is it? You know, you know what? Look, I really don't care. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're bi. I don't care if you think you're a freaking purple unicorn. I don't care until you try to shove it down my throat. Then that bothers me because I'm not that way. You do what you want. That's fine. Be yourself. But don't try to make me be what you want. You know, there's this one, this fun, wonderful word in the Constitution. Well, in the Bill of Rights, infringe. Infringe is a great word. And yes, it's in the Second Amendment, but I'm not talking about the Second Amendment. I'm talking about the word infringe. When you infringe on somebody else, you try to impose your values on them. And think about it this way. Look, robbing somebody is infringing upon their right to own their stuff. Killing somebody is infringing on their life. Infringing is a bad thing. And when you try to tell somebody what they should think, that's an infringement too. George Orwell, not far off. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to read Animal Farm and you need to read 1984. Then you need to go to Walmart and start looking at all the cameras watching you. Or downtown in some of the big cities. A big brother is watching you. Do you put a piece of tape over the camera on your computer? Do you know that there are applications and programs out there that can remotely turn that camera on without your permission? It exists, folks. It's not conspiracy.
Yep. What was that app that was just came out? The Face app where it made you look old.
Yeah, yeah. And it was turning on cameras randomly on its own. Yeah. And they were tracking, they were getting data and tracking. It was a Russian app, wasn't it? Oh, here comes Russia again.
Yep, Russia was made. Yep.
Well, gentlemen, I think we've beat this horse past its being dead.
We lick in the glue stick right now. That's what we do.
Well, hey, glue sticks, yum.
Like eating glue, so.
Gotta love them glue sticks. So we got any, let's go ahead and wrap this up. And JJ, you got any closing thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? Just understand that there are people out there. There are forces out there trying to influence you. Protect your mind. Don't respond emotionally. Think about it. Think about it. Think it through before you respond.
Oink.
You know, if you read something out there, either on Facebook or even in your ABC, XYZ news media, take it with a grain of salt, people. Do a little research before you actually sit there and believe everything you see and read. Duffel Blog is not an actual factual, you know, page. So I'm just throwing that out there, you know. So,
hey, use your Duffel Blog is more true than the truth.
Unfortunately, yes. Use that gray matter between your ears, people. That's all we're saying.
Really, you don't have a whole lot to add to that. Think about what you're doing. Watch your post. Let us know what you think. And tune in next week for the next week's episode of Frag Out, Drag Out, only on DV Radio, WDVR.
You man, almost Frosty, fucked that up. That shit up again. Until
I saved it. I saved it.
Yeah, you bobbled it, fumbled that shit, fumbled it, dove back onto the ground and snatched it back up.
But the referees were in his favor. He wins!
Zebras are on my side for a change.
Oh, dear God. Now we're making sports references. Somebody stop this recording, quick.
Oh, shit.
One thing is clear. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.